This is a special series of Bible studies on the Gospel of Mark. It was done at the request of the Far East Broadcasting Company. The scripture reading is done by my good friend, Ken Brooks. Yes, this is the Emmaus Bible Hour, a program for you and your family, a time to study the Bible together. The scene of our lesson today is the Castle Macaris, which stands on a lonely ridge overlooking the Dead Sea. It was a safe place from a military standpoint. It was a fortress. On the throne was Herod Antipas, son of Herod the Great, the man who tried to destroy the Lord Jesus when he was a babe in Bethlehem. Down in the dungeon of that great fortress is John the Baptist. Those who've traveled there say that to this day, you can still see the staples and the iron hooks in the wall to which John was probably bound. John the Baptist had spoken out against sin, never a popular thing to do. And that's our scene as we continue our study in the Gospel of Mark, and today study a section of the sixth chapter. Let's begin by reading with the 17th verse and then going on through the 20th verse. Ken Brooks is reading from the New American Standard Bible.
Mark 17 to 20. For Herod himself had said and had John arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, because he had married her. For John had been saying to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, and could not do so, for Herod was afraid of John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and kept him safe. And when he heard him, he was very perplexed, but he used to enjoy listening to him.
Here is the story of sin. Herod the Great, as we mentioned, is the one who killed all the small children in Bethlehem. He was a cruel man, and he had a wicked son. The Herod of our present lesson was his son. This is one of his sons that he didn't murder. There was a Jewish saying, it's safer to be Herod's pig than Herod's son. But Herod Antipas lived. Yes, and he went on to live a very wicked life. One of his sins was to marry the wife of his brother Philip. Most people were afraid to speak out regarding his sin, but not John the Baptist. John warned him that what he had done was unlawful. Herod in turn put John in a dungeon in that fortress. Sometimes he would call for John the Baptist, and he would listen to him. Herodias wanted John executed, but Herod would not allow that. He wanted to listen to what John had to say. There was something about John that fascinated him. John was a holy and just man, just the opposite of Herod. He liked to listen to him, and yet when it was all over, he was perplexed, as the verse stated. If he listened to John and acted upon what he heard, his whole way of life would be changed. His conscience was not completely dead, but almost. And then something happened.
And a strategic day came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his lords and military commanders and leading men of Galilee. And when the daughter of Herodias herself came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his dinner guests. And the king said to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you want, and I'll give it you." And he swore to her, "Whatever you ask of me, I will give it to you, up to half of my kingdom." And she went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" And she said, "The head of John the Baptist." Mark 6:21-24.
On Herod's birthday, the men in the high places of the government, in the military, in the civilian life gathered. It turned out to be more than a birthday, as he silenced the one voice that had told him the truth. The daughter of Herodias danced for these men. drunken as he probably was, Herod promised her anything up to half of the kingdom. If he thought the matter through at all, he probably expected her to ask for a jewel of some worth. But no, she went and asked the advice of her wicked mother. The price was to be the head of John the Baptist. There was no way out. She was not satisfied with the death sentence. Later, Herod might pardon John. No, she wanted John the Baptist. She wanted his head on a platter.
And although the king was very sorry, yet because of his oath and because of his dinner guests, he was unwilling to refuse her. And immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded him to bring back his head. And he went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about this, they came and took away his body and laid it in a tomb.
Herod was sorry at his oath, and yet because of his fear of man, he went through with it. Had he changed his oath, he would have been laughed to scorn by the military men present. How many have refused to do the right thing just because they feared a few laughs? And behind his action was this woman, Herodias. She's been called the Jezebel of the New Testament, even as the man she had beheaded has been called the Elijah of the New Testament. And behind Herod and behind Herodias, we see the work of Satan. He probably thought that he had won a great victory that day to silence the voice of John the Baptist. But John's work was done. He had been a forerunner of the Lord Jesus. He had done his work well. He went on to his reward. We must view all things in the light of eternity. Unless we do, life seems not to come out right. There seems to be an unfairness about decisions here on earth. A dancing girl gets the opportunity of choosing half the kingdom. A man tells the truth and is cast into prison, and then later is beheaded. But this life is not all. We sometimes hear of the Supreme Court reversing a decision of a lower court. Let us remember that there is a Supreme Court of Supreme Courts, which one day will meet in heaven. Many wrongs of earth will be righted. Decisions will be reversed. The King of Kings will be on the throne then. Are you ready for that day? Now he wants to be your Savior. He died for you. Repent of your sins and trust him as your Savior. If you reject or just neglect him, then in that day he will be your judge. Remember, your decision determines your destiny.
Jesus. Father.